Hundreds of workers were wrongly convicted of fraud over IT failures at the post office. Lib Dem leader Sir Ed Davey was Postal Affairs Minister during the coalition government.
I put those concerns to officials in my department, to the post office, to National Federation of Postmasters. And it's clear they all were lying to me.
Downing Street says the Prime Minister would strongly support a decision to look at stripping the former post office boss of her CBE. The first US spacecraft to be sent to the moon in more than 50 years has hit a snag while trying to turn to face the sun several hours into its almost seven-week journey. Our science correspondent Thomas Moore reports on what's being called an anomaly found on the lander.
The solar panels which are going to power the spacecraft, all its systems aren't harvesting enough energy, and unless they can stabilise the spacecraft, that it will begin to lose power, and that of course would be catastrophic for the mission.
The robotic craft will study the moon's atmosphere if it's able to land in a few weeks. The Defence Secretary says the UK will not hesitate to take further action if militants keep attacking ships in the Red Sea. The Yemen-based Houthi group, which backs Hamas, has been firing at vessels in response to Israel's war in Gaza. It's emerged pressurised warning lights lit up on three earlier flights of the same plane that lost its door plug mid-air. It made an emergency landing on Friday with the missing piece found in a teacher's garden in the US state of Oregon. Idris Elba says he can't stay silent anymore as he launches a new campaign against knife crime. It's called Don't Stop Your Future. And a yellow Met Office weather warning for ice has come into force across southern England and South Wales. Temperatures are expected to dip below freezing in many areas tonight. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Thanks, Simon.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, Simon said, it is really chilly out there at the moment. Actually, some of the snow seems to have settled on some of the cars outside. But anyway, this evening will start with dry conditions, yet a few patches of cloud will still be lingering. However, the skies will quickly clear going into the overnight period. Now, tomorrow, it will be a fine day. The morning will start dry with plenty of wintry sunshines, and these conditions will persist into the afternoon.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Does she still do that dancing disco thing that she used to do in lockdown? Was it not in her bedroom? Was it, where was it? I think it was in the kitchen. I've just had a vision of her doing that. Or did I dream it? I hope not. Well, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure. Do let me know. radio@phoenixfm.com. I'm going to have a little Google in a minute and see if I was right, but I'm sure she did something like that. Right, now, bring it back in, Joe. Right, we're going to have a brilliant track from one of my favourite artists of all time. Hasn't gigged for a while, unfortunately, but she went out and got a master's degree in something as well. Again, something I've plucked from her brain, no idea. But Bazzard and Girl, Alison Way, Is This Love? And then we're going back to the 70s after that.
I was captured.
1970, all right now. And now, it is all right now because I've had a little Google before. We was talking about Sophie Ellis-Bextor, if you just joined us. And I had this vision of her dancing, doing something disco-y, and I couldn't remember exactly what it was. But yes, it was during the COVID pandemic. She and her husband, who actually is the bassist at Aphelion as well, and their kids, they had a few live shows on Insta, right in their kitchen, and it was called The Kitchen Disco Live. So that's where I had the vision from. It was only a few years ago. I don't know. I really forgot that properly. But there you go. So I thought it's only right. We've had Sophie Ellis-Bextor, so we'll have the feeling just after the break.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
Southwards on a plane and showed me Spain or somewhere. But in reality, you're not so keen to show me anything. And I thought you'd like me. Hey, show some love. You ain't so tough. Piling up, filling up and taking up. You misunderstand me. All I wanted was some evidence that you really like me. Hey, show some love. You ain't so tough.
Someone listen to the bass now. I'm going to be thinking of Sophie Ellis-Bextor and all the family dancing in the kitchen again. Ah, oh, the good, well, I was going to say the good old days, but it weren't really, but some positives come out of it, actually quite a lot did. Right, now, we are going to have a brilliant track coming up in a second from Joby Fox. Now, he was a Drive Live session musician, came in to play for us live here. He was done sort of like a whirlwind sort of tour, I should say, in London, and he came out to Essex to see us especially before we had to jet back off to home to Denmark. He's going to be coming over to Dublin and Ireland looking like early this year. So we'll keep you updated to see if he comes back this way. But this is Joby Fox with I Love You.
Of a day to come, I something to tell you in the morning sun.
You had to be certain. You wanna be sure. I can't go on with this courting no more. Won't you believe me? I'll always be yours. Here I am, I love you. There's method madness. I'm here at your door. I said what I said, now I'll say no more. In a lifetime, this love comes your way. Let it be this love, don't turn me away. Now and forever, won't you be mine? Here I am.
That's from J.B. Fox's album, I Once Was a Hawk, Now I'm a Dove. Now, Monday the 15th of January, yes, it's just round the corner, only next week. To dig or not to dig, that is not the question. I wish I would have come up with that line, but it really wasn't me. It's at the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way, in Billericay. Now, a talk by Federico Filippi, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. It's at 8pm till 10pm. £3, visitors are welcome, refreshments available as well. So, yeah, to dig or not to dig, that is the question. That's a brilliant one. I kind of want to go along because it's so clever. So that is next Monday, not this evening. That is coming up next Monday. Now, a brilliant track from Abby Flynn with My Own Woman, and then I'll take a look at the travel for you.
To improve me or pull me apart. If life is a movie, Phoenix FM Travel News.
So let's catch up again with the flooding. There are reports still of Abridge Road, Abridge impassable road, I should say, due to flooding near to the M11 bridge. Coggleshall Road, both traffic, both directions blocked due to flooding near to the junction with Harwich Road. In Holbridge, both directions blocked actually on Watery Lane due to the flooding. A12 northbound, slow traffic between junction 11, that's the M25 and junction 12. Here in Brentwood, there's slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street, Wilson's Corner. A13 eastbound, slow moving traffic between Stanford Lee Hope and the Five Bills Interchange, and Braintree four-way traffic, all temporary traffic lights there, causing severe congestion, yep, near Courthold Road, Coggleshall Road and the Railway Street. That's all approaching the roundabout there. Billericay also slow traffic on Southend Road, that's A129 northbound between Barleylands Farm and London Road. Still going on in Chelmsford, slow traffic on Springfield Road between Springfield Green and Victoria Road. A Colchester slow traffic just come up now on Ipswich Road, southbound towards Cowdery Avenue, and Cowdery Avenue slow moving traffic eastbound between Westway and Ipswich Road. And in Southend, A127 Prince Avenue, slow moving traffic between the Studaway and Cuckoo Corner. Now let's head over to the Tube, because the rail is actually looking okay. There's still minor delays on the Central line due to shortage of trains, but normal service has resumed on the District line. Now the Underground station closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town, but there's still severe delays on Piccadilly line between Actontown and Uxbridge, between Actontown and Heathrow Airport, and minor delays between Cockfosters and Acton Town. Also trains not stopping on the Piccadilly line eastbound at South Ealing, but there's a good service throughout the rest of the network, and there'll be more updates from me, yep, you guessed it, in an hour.
Unscrews the top of her new whiskey bottle, shuffles about in her candlelit hovel, like some kind of witch with blue fingers and mittens. She smells like the cat and the neighbors she sickens. The black and white TV has long seen a picture. The cross on the wall is a permanent fixture. Postman delivers the final reminders. She sells off her silver and poodles in China. Drinks to remember I, me and myself, and winds up the clock and knocks dust from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. During the wartime, an American pilot made every air raid a time of excitement. She moved to his prairie and married the Texan. She learned from a distance how love was a lesson. He became drinker and she became mother. She knew that one day she'd be one or the other. He ate himself golden, drunk himself dizzy. Proud of her features, she kept herself pretty. Drinks to remember I, me and myself, and winds up the clock and knocks dust from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. He like a cowboy died drunk in a slumber. She crossed the ocean back home to her family, but they had retired to roads of the sandy. She moved home alone without friends or relations.
to drink from the bottle. Drinks to remember, I, me and myself, and winds up the clock and upstairs from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much, so the past has been bottled and labeled with love. Drinks to remember, I, me and myself, winds up the clock and upstairs from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much, so the past has been bottled and labeled with love. The past has been bottled and labeled with love. The past has been bottled and labeled with love.
Squeeze labelled with love. I feel like a kind of country kind of mood going on today, to be fair. Yes, not their usual, but that was a one-off, wasn't it, that one? Right, now, we've got loads coming up because it is the 4... Well, look, 4 at 4.34. Still rhymes, so that's okay. Well, I'm going to be playing you 4 songs, all with an animal in the title. We are going to carry this over tomorrow. Thanks so far for your suggestions. But these are locked in. Now, the one coming up is a classic from Prince. But now, Elton John.
Had a no-go jam and a place of my own, but the biggest kick I ever got
So that was a classic from Prince, When Doves Cry. Goodness me, that was from his film when he... I actually wrote that, didn't he, for Purple Rain. That was from 1984. Before that, we went back 12 years, Elton John. It was number 5 with Crocodile Rock. If you just tuned in, you might even be guessing that these are all far 4 at 4.30 are all to do with animals in the title. Now, we've got another number 4, but this time from 2009 from Shakira. Then we got a bit of a cheat from Maroon 5 from 2014.
I've been devoting myself to you Monday to Monday and Friday to Friday. Not getting enough retribution or decent incentives to keep me at it. I'm starting to feel just a little abused, like a coffee machine in an outfit. So I'm gonna go somewhere closer to get me a lover and tell you about it.
You can pretend. can pretend it's meant to be, but you can't stay away from me. I can still hear you making that sound, taking me down, rolling underground. You can pretend that it was me, but no.
And animals. Yeah, we will have another four tomorrow. Yeah, I did cheat a little bit there, Maroon 5 with animals. So yeah, there are so many more. I really didn't know what to choose. There's too many. So help me out tomorrow. You can do radio at phoenixfm.com or at Joe Bailey Music on my Facebook or my Instagram. Now, coming up just after the break, we've got Ellie King, and I've been promising a new survey, and that's coming just after the break.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news, and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Every Monday, 8 till 10pm, tune into my show. Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM.
So the boys are in tonight. Yeah, Andy will be taking over from me at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock, not 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, with 2 hours of brilliant alt and indie tunes. So if you love alt and indie and think, oh, I'd love to find out some new artists that are about that, I'm not too sure. If you're a little bit bored with some of the mainstream alternative stuff, that's the show to listen to. 6 p.m. tonight, Under the Radar with Andy Gardner. And of course, Turn It Up as well with a lovely Vixter. 2 hours of electronic dance music as well. And if you tune in on Mixcloud, you get a lovely surprise because you get to see him as well. It's absolutely brilliant. Now, I've been promised you a new survey, and I think this is the first one of 2024. I've got to be careful. I'll be saying 2023 again. There's a new survey showing that having your fur baby dog in your photos is the best way to pick up a partner. Now, obviously, I'm talking about dating sites. So if you've not been into a dating site, or just thinking, oh, it's a new year, it's going to be a new me, I'm going to try one of these apps. Put your baby dogs or in the photographs. You know, if you've got one, I'll borrow one. You know, research has found that men are more attractive to women if they have a dog. I know, we'll have to ask Siobhan Copland, who's Thursday afternoon 1 till 3. I'll catch her up on this as well on Thursday. But anyway, the study looked at the role of pets in dating, and over 60% of respondents were female. So it just goes to show, didn't it? So the research also found that women were twice as likely to say they were attracted to people who owned a pet. Well, it also revealed that women were twice as likely to judge their partner based on their interaction with their own pet. I'm like that. I would have to. Yeah, if my partner didn't. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, that's totally true. That is. Have you found, though, the perfect partner? I couldn't help that one. Because of you, them owning a fur baby, a dog. That's what I call them, fur babies, but your animals. If you have, please do let me know. I'd love to know, and I can share it with Siobhan as well, because she loves all that. So, yeah, so do let me know if you have been on one of these dating sites and you've put one of the pictures up and you've put one of your dogs or even your hamster on the picture, then and let me know if that was what you got you both together. Because it's like, yeah, I'd love to see the dog there. I could see that you're an animal person, so I want to be with you. Oh, and actually, I noticed the other day something came out that if on dating sites you wear sunglasses, it's a big no-no. So people are put right off of that because they like to look at the eyes. Just a little tip for you. I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about, really. I'm just going by surveys. I've not had to date for over 20 years, so I've not had to worry about that. But you know what I mean. You can catch up with Siobhan again on Thursdays 1 till 3 as well. Anyway, maybe not quite an appropriate track, but we love it anyway.
Never wanna leave.
King. X's and O's. You know, I was looking for that song. I always thought her name is Ellie, but it's not. It's L-E-L-L-E. There you go. Now, we have, I guess, the intro coming up in a second. But what will be meeting us in the final hour of Drive? It would have been David Bowie's, I think it had been 77 today, if I remember rightly. He was born this day on 1947, so I'll be opening the last hour with one of the classic tracks from Bowie. But have a listen at Guess the Intro first.
Guess the Intro.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.